turning to normal across Pakistan, just 4 days after opposition leader Benazir Bhutto was assassinated as she was leaving a rally in Rawalpindi. But political conflict continues over when to hold elections. Ms. Bhutto's death caused chaos as violence broke out across this nuclear-armed nation, killing more than 40 people and damaging millions of dollars' worth of property. Shoaib Memon, the director of the Karachi Stock Exchange, which plunged 4.7% after opening Monday, says the market will not improve unless elections are held soon.
If elections are deferred, that would add to uncertainties. And I think in the next few weeks, we can see market falling by another 10 to 15%.
Election officials said Monday the decision on whether or not to postpone the January 8 elections would be announced Tuesday. Faisalur Rehman, director of the Institute of Strategic Studies in Islamabad, says it is vital to hold elections.
I think that is very crucial. Elections are going to be held under any circumstances. If not now, maybe most of a few weeks down the road. But certainly they'll have to hold elections. The people are in no mood to compromise on that.
On Sunday, Ms. Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party announced her 19-year-old son, Bilal Bhutto Zardari, would lead the PPP. Her husband, Asif Ali Zardari, as co-chairman, will run the party while his son returns to Oxford University in Britain to finish his studies. The PPP also said it would contest the polls. Opposition parties are demanding the government hold the elections on January 8 as planned. But an official with the country's ruling party, the Pakistan Muslim Q, said the polls could be delayed for up to 3 or 4 months. Political analyst Faisalur Rehman says the government of President Pervez Musharraf is likely to be concerned the PPP will gain too much power if the elections are held now.
It's a big question for President Musharraf because now the PPP will certainly have a lot of sympathy votes and PPP can emerge as a very strong political party in the parliament. So that is something, you know, which might be a matter of concern for the government.
While most of the country appeared to be recovering from the violence on Monday, sporadic violence still broke out in parts of Pakistan, with protesters firing into the air in the southern city of Hyderabad and throwing stones. Nancy Millier Collins, VOA News, Islamabad.